and welcome to Help
Blog
Alive.
Talk Radio.
We're going to welcome our guest, Pam. Pam? Okay, we're having a problem with getting Pam on the line. Okay, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to pick up Pam. Our guest call-in is 657-383-1028. And if you would like to call in and share a victory, a concern, a question, please call. And today we're going to be talking about, we're having a little difficulty. We have a co-host on the line that is not being picked up. And hello? Well, we're having technical difficulties. We're going to have to reschedule the show. Let's see if this works.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Pam.
Hello?
There you are.
Yeah,
we
here I am.
I know.
Yeah,
we couldn't
get through.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I kept saying hello, hello.
Okay. Thank you for calling in so promptly, and it's hard to pick up your line, but now everything is fine, and we're all
yeah.
ready to talk.
Yeah, it's great to be here again.
Yes, thank you so much. And Pam, some of the things we were going to talk about this time were creating the type of thoughts that God would want us to have, the positive and not letting not having, like, stinking thinking. And what were some of the things that you thought about that could also help with the proper type of thinking?
Well, a lot of these game shows, Jeopardy, because you have to think about about the answers, Wheel of Fortune, you have to figure out the puzzles, a crossword puzzle, a reading, the biggest thing I think is great to, stimulate your mind and keep your mind on good thoughts is reading the Bible,
Definitely. And, the Bible can reprogram your whole mind. So that's a
exactly.
really great thing. Yeah, and so you say to keep your mind sharp and everything, watch those programs and keep it active. Keep your mind active.
Yeah, because a lot of these, game shows, like I said, Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, you have to think what they're asking you, and you have to be able to answer. So it keeps your, mind going and your memory, so you can remember the answers, So I think, I think that's a positive. They're very positive shows,
Yes, and also today we hope that perhaps the listeners can call in, and if they have any questions or victories or anything they'd like to share, the guest call-in number is 657-383-1028. So we would love to hear from a caller and perhaps discuss whatever on their heart. And also some of the things with building a positive attitude and having these proper type of thinking, I'm just going to go through some of what I thought about. Of course, we know thankfulness. And when you count your blessings, that changes the energy in your mind. And you could be, lying in the bed and really sad, but you could say, thank you that this bed, has a pillow, or thank you that this bed has a sheet on it. Thank you that, I have this housing, if you have housing, and, I have a couple of friends who are looking for housing. And anyway, so it does change the whole direction of your thinking, and you can always find something to be thankful for, and being able to get a glass of water. You know, in a lot of countries, the water's so dirty. And also giving. So when you can give to others, that is a way of, you know, changing the dynamic, because you're changing it for someone else, and you'll reap a harvest. You know, when you give, you know, it comes back to you. And also, there's a philosophy out there, it's called seed your need. And that means if you want a phone call, you can make a phone call. If you want to go out to lunch with somebody, you can invite somebody out to lunch. So instead of thinking that, you know, you have nothing to give or anything like that, God gives to us, and that creates an infinite supply, so we can give, because, you know, that thinking is you can't give from an empty cup, but that's not really true, because God gives to us, and out of that outflow we could give to others. And then,
exactly, yeah.
So, well, anyway, these are just some of the things, but I know one of the scriptures you had liked, which is, I think you remember this. Do you remember the talk about collecting the tears in a bottle?
Yes, 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 I have.
Yeah.
I remember, yeah.
What? Go ahead.
I remember that when we talked about that, yes.
Yeah, in Psalm 56, verse 8, it says, "You numbered my wanderings. Put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book?" And there'll be compensation for all the shed tears. In other words, it's not, pain is not wasted pain. You learn from it. It's going to serve a purpose. And plus, you get compensated for it. So, well, the guest number is 657-383-1028. So please call in. We'd love to hear from you. And we're going to be talking about some of the other ways to, you know, have that positive thinking. Because sometimes when – do you have any other ideas, Pam, about how to help your mind stay, you know, in the right area of
Well, I've never done this before, but I've heard this is very, very good. To meditate. Meditation is supposed to be excellent, excellent. But I've never done it before, but I mean, I know some people that have done it, and they say it's, but I have a hard time of clearing, because you have to really clear your mind in order to really meditate, you know, and, but that's, I think that's another good way, you know. Have you ever heard of that? You know, someone
well,
that
yeah,
would...
if I do meditate, I meditate on the things of God and
yeah.
try to, you know, and we're also, you know, with help and everything and even help for our thoughts, we're a prayer away from help. And the Bible says to take every thought captive. So in other words, all of these thoughts that fly through our minds, we don't have to just meditate on them. We could dismiss a thought, and we have
mm-hmm.
to, because, you know, because of spiritual warfare, we're bombarded with different types of thinking. And the thing is, in Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, it says, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." So we're supposed to take control. And in other words, it's not a sin to think a bad thought, but to let it stay there and then feed that thought, you know, what you have to do is, and in Philippians, it says in Philippians, let's see where I had that. Yeah, here it is. In Philippians, this is what is in the Bible, Philippians 4:8, And it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things.
Mm-hmm.
So you talked about meditating, and that's how the meditation's supposed to go. Like, so.
Right, and that, yeah, and to keep a positive attitude would is important also, right?
Yeah, because you know, our minds can create the direction we're going to go in, and it's sow a thought, reap an action, sow an action, reap a habit, reap a character, sow a character, reap a destiny.
Right, right. So, yeah.
So the whole direction we go in can be totally affected by our thoughts, and we can, you know, have the thoughts pleasing to God, and some of the other ways I thought about of proper thinking would be, as you said, I also came up with read your Bible and prayer, because we can
mm-hmm.
pray and receive all sorts of help. And then also anticipate your eternal reward. Realize that this is temporary and where we're going is eternal, and everything there has a lot more significance than here, because this is temporary. So, and anticipate eternal compensation, and we will be compensated for our good deeds, we'll be compensated for the pain we've had, and that's eternal. And so, you know, and there's fairness. You know, one thing I wanted to get into, which we have talked about a lot, is that, say, there's a subtraction of some sort where, you know, in my case, I have a mental health issue and, you know, bipolar, and so that's a subtraction. And like Job, who was doing his best and ends up with this subtraction, you know, my husband had a birth defect. And
mm-hmm.
so with these subtractions, which are through no fault of our own, when God pays us back, he gives us double, triple, quadruple. And one of the ways I believe he compensates us, which would be a recompense, which is different than a reward. A reward is something you work for and you earn, but
mm-hmm.
a recompense is like getting paid for a loss that was suffered. So in the way I believe God recompenses someone and pays them back for that subtraction that was no fault of their own, like Job in the Bible, because he got back double at the end for his difficulty. But I think God gives the spiritual gifts. And so when we get recompensed for the difficulty, the birth defect, the bipolar, whatever, there are 18 gifts to the Holy Spirit, and I believe this is how God pays us back for subtractions that are no fault of our own. And the 18 gifts are would be helps, encouragement, giving, mercy, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, wisdom, knowledge, discernment, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, tongues, interpretation of tongues. And then
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. No, did you put is patience down there too? Is that one of the gifts? Patience?
Yeah, that's a fruit of the Spirit. And the 18 gifts are distributed randomly. But with the gift you mentioned, the fruit of the Spirit, which would be love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, meekness, self-control, those can be in the life of every single believer if they abide in Jesus. And just like we're the vine and he's the branch, Jesus is the branch, when we abide in him, we will produce that fruit. That's the fruit
right.
of the Spirit. Yeah, so
okay.
Mm-hmm. But that's a very good thing to look forward to, is having all those things, you know, as far as the fruit goes. And then the idea of receiving the gifts of the Holy Spirit in Peter, it says, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So the purpose of the gifts is to help each other, and it's to minister to one another. And
And that's important, right, Susan? Yes. That's important, right?
Yeah, we want to realize that, you know, as part of the body of Christ, you know, we're doing it as a group. It's not, you know, we're supposed to have unity, and we're supposed to be all connected one to another. And in the Bible, it says that Jesus is the head of the body, and then all of the members play different roles, just like there's, you know, an elbow and there's a kidney. There's all different functions of our body, and so it's like an analogy. And they say that the members of the body of Christ also each play different functions, and that's where all the gifts come in, and each person is getting different gifts.
Right, right. I had to change phones. That other phone went dead. So you can hear me on this one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good.
And then, now can you think of any other ways to keep our thoughts proper and, you know, pleasing to God and not get into any stinking thinking or anything?
I think we covered a lot. I mean, the Bible, praying, you know, solving puzzles, reading, exercise too, I think is important. You know, I do. I think exercise is very important. You know, I really do. They say, it keeps your mind, you know, alert. It helps with depression. It helps with a lot of things. So I think exercise, don't you?
Yeah, and along with that would be food and drink as well, you know, proper.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Because a lot of the drinks and stuff that you have to watch out for, because, you know, they're actually harmful. And so you want to make sure you're drinking healthy, you know, juices and water, and you want to make sure you're eating the way you're supposed to, and not just empty calories. But
right.
So, yeah, I had something that was interesting in the Bible that Paul talked about, and he said, now, he had all sorts of hardships as a Christian because he was stoned and shipwrecked and put in prison, and, you know, he was trying to spread the gospel, and he was running into a lot of antagonistic people. So he said, I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. So, you know, he learned how to be content, you know, mm-hmm. no matter what his circumstances were. And that provides a good example for us because, you know, God is in control. And another thing which is important to realize is when our circumstances seem that it's beyond what we could bear, God creates a limit because the devil can only go so far. Even when he attacked Job, he had to get God's permission. So God mm-hmm. allows it. He doesn't cause
right.
it, but he allows it. And the devil can't do whatever he wants. The devil is limited by God to do only what God allows him to do. So that's good, because this way you feel you're going to be you can handle it. And I said to people that you can't.
Yeah.
I was thinking that anyway, well, we're going to announce the telephone number again to see if we could possibly get callers. The number to call into the show is 657-383-1028. So if you'd like to possibly call in, if you have a victory to share, or it's, you know, we're available. We are going to be doing this most Tuesdays, and we just think there's help through the Lord for problems. We know there's help through the Lord for problems, and you know, he makes you go forward too. You can actually advance with the Lord.
If they want to call in with any like praise reports, right, Susan? Any you know, answered prayers, that would be wonderful, right?
Sure, because, you know, if they have an idea about how to have some healthy thinking, if they'd like to contribute and share something positive, it doesn't just have to be, you know, asking for help. It could be calling to actually give us, you know, give help to others. So,
exactly, exactly. You know, what God has done for them in their life, you know?
Right. So, so we're learning that, you know, God allows the negative, and Joni Erickson Tada has said that God allows what he hates to accomplish what he loves, and so that was really good. And there's a devotional which I recommend. It's called Streams in the Desert. It's by Mrs. Charles E. Cowman, C-O-W-M-A-N, and the name of it is, again, is Streams in the Desert, and it's from 1925, but it's still in print, and I recommend it because if you're trying to make sense of a difficult day, this is the best thing I've ever seen. And it's a devotional, January 1st through December 31st. And anyway, it's really powerful. It's really, really great. And you could get it through Christian Book Distributors. And they're in Massachusetts. And they have a 800 number that you could call. So, some of the other ways I was thinking to perhaps change your thoughts and stuff, you know, you put the radio on and music comes through the radio, and that's, you know, huge amounts of blessing that there's lyrics. It's just so nice that the songs all can minister, and especially if you put on a Christian radio station. So
right, even our Christian shows too, right, Sue? They're very positive too.
Oh sure, that would be TBN, and that's powerful. There's some programming on there like Praise the Lord. It's an hour and a half program. So yeah, all these little ways, and yeah, I've always thought too that, you know, somebody is doing a lot, like God works through farmers to get us our food. And we could go to the grocery store and for not a lot of money, we could buy fruit and vegetables. And I mean, overall, you know, considering the work we put out there to get it, we didn't work very hard. And some farmer is doing all sorts of work, and God is working through that person. And the furniture, we get to enjoy furniture, and you know, you could even go to a thrift store and get very inexpensive furniture, but you know, we get to enjoy really nice stuff that somebody made actually for us, because when you think about it, I think my stuff might have come from Thailand or something, and that person knew he was making it for a customer, and like, I'm that customer, you know.
Yes.
And So there's a lot of opportunity just to look at your around your house and say, somebody put all this together. I mean, all
yes.
the stuff I have, the man hours behind all of the possessions, the man hours, you know, I'm the recipient. And so there's blessings with our possessions and relationships. I understand, you know, sometimes relationships are what people want the most, and obviously our relationship with God is most important. And sometimes the relationships can be kind of thin, and it's hard to get those fulfilling, satisfying relationships. Well, if you pray for God to put the people in your life that he wants in your life and take the people out of your life that he doesn't want in your life, that's a good thing too. So this way, you know, you're putting that, your relationships, you're letting God be sovereign over that. But anyway, we're down to 4 minutes, and I think I'm going to make a YouTube video over about why God would allow suffering and stuff like that, and perhaps be able to advertise the show that way. And because it would be a nice opportunity for us and for listeners to all communicate and talk about good ideas to get to advance.
Yes,
but,
I think that's a great idea. You know, Sue, that's, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, Blog Talk Radio, I mean, hats off. They allow this whole service at no cost, and it's just, you know, if you go for more premium package, there is a cost. But they've allowed this nice opportunity, and, you know, I haven't paid anything, and, you know, it's just amazing.
You know, Michelle,
so it's really nice.
I was telling Michelle about about us with our Christian show, right? And she wanted to know, like, what does she go online? What site does she get, you know, go to?
Yeah, if you Google Blog Talk Radio Help Live, the page will come up that have my episodes, and I'll find out which ones you were on, and then I'll give her those numbers. And this one we didn't number. This is the 19th episode.
Okay.
But,
yeah, because I was telling her, you know, and she said, oh, let me know. Excuse me. So I said, I would let her know, because maybe she'll listen in one of these Tuesdays, you know?
Yeah, she could call also and, you know, give an idea that she has too, because, you know, everybody has been kind of having strategies, and we could all help one another, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, yes. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
But,
it's great to be on again, right? We haven't been on in quite a while.
Right. So we're down. Yeah, we're down to a minute and a half left. And Mark, my husband, may be on next episode. And we had a fourth co-host who was thinking of joining us, but we'll see how everything works out with the fourth co-host. And but I can't really think of anything. Any closing thoughts, Pam?
No, but we could close with prayer if you want to close us out with prayer, Sue.
Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you, and thank you for my co-host, Pam, who's faithful. And we were able to have a show after all, even though there was a little complication in the beginning. Dear God, we pray that if this radio show has a future, that you send callers so we can perhaps do something to minister and to be ministered to, and to just reach out to people who are hurting. And we also realize that you have all the answers, and we just want to answer to you. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Suzanne.
Okay, thank you, Pam. We'll talk tomorrow. Okay,
hon. Thank you, hon.
All right,
okay, good night. Good night.